reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is God for you? Who is God for you? Who is God for you? Here you are, celebration of God's presence. But who is God for you? I don't want an answer right away, but just keep on thinking. Who is God for you? The reason I ask that question is every one of us carries in our brain or in our heart a story or an image of God that has been somehow started in defining us from our inner time. So for many people, God is like a stand. A kind of a parent, always a little kind of being to be. A stern parent, a judgmental parent. For many others, the opposite is he is like a cosmic Santa Claus, you know? He is ready to give you gifts when you make him happy. He make God happy and he gives you gifts, Santa Claus. The other is also just like when you're driving, the cop is sitting there watching your driving. You know, the cop on the beat, he's always watching you. And then many others, as they advance their journey in life, they get into this problem, absence of God. Absence, they cannot understand. Is there God there? They experience God in his absence. So all these different images or stories are part of our journey. But today, as Catholics, we come together. After this celebration of the joyful 50 days of Easter, the solemnity of the ascension of our Lord was taken up into the cloud, and then when he was going up, he told his apostles, pray, come Holy Spirit, and then they were also worshipping him, and then some of them started doubting him, but even those who were doubted, Jesus gave a mandate, go and baptize everyone in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This was the conclusion of Matthew's Gospel 2 weeks ago. Then last Sunday, we had the solemnity of the Pentecost. coming of the Holy Spirit. So this is what you call a progressive revelation of God. Who is God for us? Unless God reveals, unless God tells us, we will never imagine that we have a God of Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. We cannot. Human persons cannot understand unless they have been revealed. So that's why even the readings today are, what do you call it? Explanations of a personal experience of God. Slowly, slowly, start reading. That first reading, the book of Exodus, we heard how Moses leads his chosen people, God's people, to Mount Sinai. And from the crowd comes God. And then Moses asks the question, who are you? And God reveals his name, Lord, Yahweh. And then Moses heard a cry from that Lord, a cry. The Lord is crying out of his love. That's all Moses can be said. He's crying out. God is crying out. The Lord's cry. God is crying out. And then Moses says, we are helpless people. We are sick naked. We do wicked things. Make us wrong. That was Moses' prayer to Moses. You know, when the cry from the Lord came, Moses says, please, make us your people. And then we heard in the gospel the beautiful story of the apostles. We experience all this revelation in the gift of Jesus. And they witness, no? The story of Jesus rising, ascending, and resurrection. And from there, St. John shares the good news. God loved us so much to the point of sending his only begotten Son, who offered himself love in the cross. Because we are wicked people, to save us. This is what God's love. How much God loves? St. John shows us, look at the cross, his glory. And then we heard St. Paul's today. St. Paul's blessing to the people in Corinth. And we use that blessing every time we gather for the Mass. Did you hear what the blessing of St. Paul? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and you responded me. So this is 2,000 years ago. We have been reading the same blessing, because this is what he calls a beautiful revelation about who is this God. The love of Jesus, the love of God revealed in the gift of Jesus, the grace that comes from that cross, the grace, the love, the fellowship. And based on this revelation, as Catholics, we were marked with what we call it a simple gesture. What is his name? The sign of the cross. Do you remember, first time parents bring a child to that fountain of water, the sign of the cross? Can we do it one more time, brothers and sisters? Can we all do that sign of the cross right now? A favor for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This, we do it so naturally, so spontaneously, so reflexively, we don't pay attention. We need today, that's why this solemnity today, after the celebration of all these beautiful events of the revelation, today, before we get into what we call the ordinary days of our life, we use the green. Before we make a transition into the green, we have two beautiful feasts to slaughter. The church is asking us to slow down, reflect what you do. So today is the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. To next Sunday, when you come, you know what is the solemnity we celebrate? God goes crazy. We will have a procession after this Mass next Sunday. Remember, that's our tradition. On Corpus Christi Sunday, after 11:13 Mass, we have a procession with the Eucharist. Corpus Christi, also for us to slow down and to reflect, what is this gift? Slow down. So today, we slow down to reflect that gesture. We do it, you know, as a baby to baptize, and the parents tried it to teach us, and then we have to make a couple of chaplains, and then when we did not do it properly, and then when we, before we sleep, we do that sign of the cross, when we wake up, we do the sign of the cross, when we approach every sacrament, we began to rest Mass, we write the sign of the cross, every time we do it. That is our Catholic identity. That is what we proclaim. Who is God for us? We say, God, we touch our heads. Because we believe that we exist in God's mind. We are in the image, each one of us so uniquely crafted. No one else to repeat our story. God finds meaning. God knows us by name. And we exist in God's mind. That's why we put our hand on that head. When we remember God our Father who created us, who gave us this opportunity to be here and forever, not a few years. So like Mark, you know, putting our hand and saying, in the name of the Father, then we put our hand on the heart, the sacred heart, the heart that was broken, the heart of His only begotten Son. And we relate that eternal love we experience, that Jesus who taken up in the crowd and said, listen, folks, I will be with you to the end of the ages. So He is with us, in us. So that's what we want to put our hands on our heart, remembering the heart of Jesus, offering our love. He ended up offering Himself on the cross. Then He placed our hands on the shoulders. Shoulders. Letting everybody know that we are protected by the power of the Holy Spirit. He carries us on His wings. Think about when we put our hands on our shoulders, think about the wings of the Holy Spirit. And also making ourselves that we are also the arms of God. So once we make the sign of the cross, what is it? It is some kind of an icon. We become the icon. For those who are doubting, those who have these issues with this God, who always looks for God for crisis management, that's what the majority of people, God is for them a crisis manager. No? When you have crisis, we reach out, God, help me. That's not that our tradition. Our tradition is we are sealed, we are marked with the sign of the cross. And we always remember who we are. We are exist in God's mind. We are loved by His only begotten Son. We are always protected. We are always protected. This is our Lord. What a responsibility. What a great privilege. After this Mass, when we receive that love in the gift of the Holy Eucharist, we are again sent to a world where it's a kind of doubting world, to show that God's love we share, that blessing, the love of Heavenly Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, the fellowship that falls from us, each one of us is being re-energized. To re-energize with that love, we go come back again to that shrine and just sit and talk to that Jesus in the tabernacle. That's also our Christian tradition. We relate with the saints and angels. Let my blessed mother. So that is also our privilege, you know. This is what we make us our identity. Our identity. We proclaim today our identity. We have a God who is not absent, but God is present with us. So this is why the last sign of the cross we receive will be when our body is covered in a grave, or when we are burned and put it in a urn. The last sign, that is the name of the Father and of the Son. Still that time, let us continue with this gift we share as Catholic Christians. Each time we do it so reflexively, but today and every time, let's try to remember our identity, our marking, and why we are marked as special. To a doubting world, we are God's light and love. That's why at the end of the baptism, the deacon or the priest hands over the lighted candle from that paschal candle, and then the prayer is receive the light. As if there's three persons' light come to us to keep that light alive. We celebrate today. We celebrate this mystery of a loving God. A God who is not a Santa Claus, a God who is not a stepfather, a God who is not a cop in the beat, but who exists in us, and whom we relate with us, and whose relational is an expression of each one of us lived by God. What a tremendous responsibility for us to pray, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. That's all. Final prayer today, no? Glory be to the Father, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.